This is Dakota Datebook for December 3rd. Old Wild Rice is the George Washington of the Pembina Band of Chippewa. He was frequently mentioned in the Northwest Company fur trade journals of Charles Jean-Baptiste Chaboyer and his successor, Alexander Henry. The name Wild Rice was recorded in English, French, and Chippewa versions, also called the Old Man or Old Menominee. Wild Rice, his astute judgment and tenacity were expected by other hunt leaders and the young men in his charge. On this date in 1797, Pembina fur trader Charles Jean-Baptiste Chaboyer noted the arrival of Old Wild Rice at the post. Chaboyer called him the Great Chief, attributing to him a greater degree of leadership than other headmen who had only a few young men along. Old Wild Rice had influence among a band of men, some of whom were themselves tent leaders. They hunted across an astonishing 1,400-mile radius of the Pembina fur trade post through harsh winter conditions. Chaboyer also mentioned Animikanse, Little Thunder, son of Old Wild Rice. Animikanse became well known throughout the territory after surviving a desperate fight with three grizzly bears near Pembina. In 1800, Alexander Henry came to establish fur trade posts at Park River and later at Pembina, where Chaboyer had previously operated. Henry's Red River Brigade included three canoes of non-Indian post personnel, while Old Wild Rice led a brigade of 45 canoes carrying Chippewa hunters from the headwaters of the Mississippi and Leech Lake. Ethnohistorian Harold Hickerson wrote that Old Menominee was a prominent Chippewa chief, his name appearing first on Henry's roster of Chippewa hunters. Henry identified him as Old Wild Rice or Vieful Anvan. Henry's roster named 41 Chippewa in French, English, and Native versions. The names are recognizable today and include important figures in tribal history, such as Little Shell I, Tabashaw, Flatmouth, Buffalo, and Cottonwood, father of Henry's informal native wife, by whom he had three children. The post workers and Chippewa hunters were on constant lookout for the Dakota people, longtime rivals of the Chippewa. Henry was alarmed by three gunshots heard at a distance from the fort. He soon heard Old Wild Rice shouting the news that some Chippewa had been murdered elsewhere and learned that three gunshots were the customary announcement of death to inform relatives and associates. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Lee Serdrick. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.